Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
The post on nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out on Instagram, where it's the man looking at the sumo wrestler's butt, and then it's like a bunch of those other things, and then it has Brandon holding up the sign, it says, Day Since Incident Zero. Nonsensical. Amazing. Welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, a work of fiction by idiots as heard on 107.7 The End. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk. Only longer and dumber, this is Nerd Talk Plus. From the wasteland of eastern Washington, he's been sucking stormlight. Yeah, he's a surge binder with...
Boy, have I.
Yeah.
The fifth book is out, and I'm about a third of the way through it.
He's Brandon from the internet. You reading it?
I'm reading it.
Yeah.
He's working it one way or another.
Yeah. I found this thing where it's not, you know, this is not uncommon knowledge, but I listened to a lot of Audible, and then it was like, for an extra $7, you can buy the book, and then, like, you can switch seamlessly... between the two. So like I'll listen while I'm driving and walking the dog, and then I get home and I switch to the Kindle and I read it on the Kindle, and it knows where I was at sometimes, and then it bounces back and forth, and it's really it's pretty cool to consume books that way. Or if you're a slow reader like me, you can listen and read along at the same time. That's what they have 7-year-olds do, and then me. So anyway, hi, Brandon. Hey. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's our Crash Bandicoot, but your meat daddy. Corn Dog One is what you might call him, but we call him Siege. Hello.
Hey there, Space Daddy.
Yeah.
Feliz Año Nueves.
Oh, thank you. Muy bien.
Feliz Año, Año. I did say Año, not Ano.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Means happy new year, not happy new anus.
Yeah, happy new anus or años. Happy new anuses if you're a centaur, I guess. I don't know. How do you say sunpai? Is that what they say before they drink in Japan? I brought myself a little sake drink. So, jumbo wumbo this, bro.
Let me get my peach monster ultra.
And drugging his kids to put them to sleep before hopping on the podcast. He's behind the scenes and schools us at the end. We have producer Sean Cravey Griffin. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. I remember talking about this, maybe with Brandon. I can't remember who it was. But none of us is those things. But if you are, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we get right. You could tell a friend. You could write a review. You could comment on Spotify. Just say sexy things about Siege. Whatever you need, nerdtalkplus.com. You can congratulate Brandon on the sex.
Coming up later.
I wish.
Well, we have evidence that suggests otherwise. Anyway, happy new anus to everybody.
Happy new anus.
Brandon, how was your time away from the pod? How was your holiday?
Was I away from the pod? Did I miss pod?
We didn't do one last week, and so I mean we were all away from it, but we didn't do one last week. So haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
Oh man, my house is chaos because I'm getting ready to we're staging everything to move into Horse Ghost Manor, and yeah, that's moving is not my favorite.
Yeah,
this is the first time I've done it with kids. So,
do you want us to come and not help and just get in the way? Because we could show up for you.
Oh, I can stoop advise with the best of them.
Yeah,
that would be amazing. Yeah.
I can watch you have meltdowns and yell at your wife and then feel bad and have to apologize and then like the whole thing.
Oh, it's 100% the reverse.
Oh.
Yeah. I get yelled at and then I apologize.
Oh, and then you still have it. So it's 180 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Wow,
that's outstanding. What?
How were your holidays, buddy?
You okay? Oh, yeah, get back in the swing of things, boys.
Man, I know. Happy birthday. I don't even... Honestly, oh, thank you. That's right. My holidays were spent on the lovely birthday present that you got me, the bidet. Just
holidays.
It was the holidays. I wasn't even going to the bathroom. I was just squirting water directly into my new anus.
Happy new anus.
Happy new anus, indeed.
Yeah.
By the way, it's the year of the snake.
Ooh. Yeah. So,
what are we going to do with that one?
Guys, I recently went to Japan. And
did you?
And did you?
I hadn't heard that.
I guess in the Far East, konnichiwa. I guess in the Far East, snakes aren't like demonized the same way they are here. Maybe I'm wrong. At least in Japan, there are so many cute snakes like iconography everywhere. It's adorable. And I'm like, oh, snakes are so cute here. And then like you get back here and it's like, you're going to die. Or you go to Australia and it's like, you might actually die.
Yeah, yeah.
Snakes are the worst or whatever. Asps.
Wait till you guys come down here. I can't wait to show you some pythons.
Dude, now last time you said that, it was NC-17 at best. Like, yeah.
And his snake will kill you.
We're going deep into the bush this time.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't know what all this is anymore. I'm confused. Okay, great. So I spent 2 weeks basically hanging out with my kid all day, every day. And Gravy can attest to this. He saw the data. But my child performed in some Nutcrackers this year. And then we have PBS's recording of the Nutcracker from the San Francisco Ballet, where his mother was a professional ballerina.
Nice.
And in one day, I jokingly said, because he watched it three times one day, I was like, what are you going to do, watch it seven times tomorrow? And he woke up and he was like, okay, I'm ready to watch it seven times.
No!
And I was like,
you can say nothing to children.
I was like, oh, okay. And so we watched, and then like it got close to like bedtime, and he was not done yet, and it became like, boy, was it hard. But he got through seven watchings of it. I was pretty pumped for him, actually. I was like, good for you. About me, well, I like done. I love the music of the Nutcracker. Tchaikovsky is awesome, and he's like the original John Williams, I feel like. And so like the music is epic, and it like, I mean, they get to the Grand Pas de Deux, and I'm like, this is incredible. So
A Star Wars themed ballet, that's got to be it. That's been done, right?
Better than
Star
what Wars ballet. You sent us today with the bicycle shorts themed.
Dude, I swear, like at this week, more than anything, more than ever, have I been convinced that we live in a simulation. Because, and I know that we've talked about this before, being like, ah, ha, 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 like, and except for Gerg, who's like, ha, 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 no, this is actually happening. but, like, the things that we talk about on this show and, like, things that are very specific to each of us individually, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm scrolling, and I get that, like, the internet is vast and there are so many people and people are just creating the stupidest content all the time, and including bicycle-themed ballets. And as a former ballet dancer who also rides my bike a lot, I was like, this shouldn't exist. There's only one of me who and I'm sure there are a lot of like former dancers who like wanted to stay fit and they chose something that made best use of their mealy calves, and like cycling became the thing. So I get that I'm probably not like the only person in the world. I'm just the only one I know. And then I'm also going through, and at first I didn't think anything of it. I was like, why are we not making a big deal out of this? Because I saw an Instagram video in a message that somebody had sent me, and I was like, how are we not making a bigger deal about this this Instagram reel or whatever it is? And then I realized it's because a different group chat sent me this 5-gallon bucket full of milk. I was like... And at first I was like, did Siege buy a 5-gallon bucket from the orange place and fill it with milk?
with milk.
Yeah. And I was like, we heavy just cream. Created this emoji.
Iguana semen.
Yeah. Iguimen. Oh, that sounds like a fun...
Sounds like something you have to get checked out at the doctor.
You have a bad case of iguimen.
Can we look at this iguimen?
I've got
me?
A leaky iguimen.
I have an itchy iguimen.
Oh.
There's a special reptile plumber for that. Let's go.
I have a cream for you.
That's a reptile plumber. That just sounds like a Mario Bowser.
Reptile plumber. That's what happens when your lizard can't get an erection. It's too cold out.
Oh my God, they're going to be falling from the sky tomorrow. I just realized that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm just trying to think of what other memes and things out there could somebody send us or create, and not even send us. They just create separately that ends up like this is like the equivalent, like the bucket full of milk video that somebody sent me that has absolutely no relation to this podcast is like the equivalent of like Spotify conglomerating all of the music that you've played and then convincing an artist somewhere to record the song that only makes sense to you. It's like dun dun dun, your kid's name is this and your wife's name is this and you fill a bucket full of semen.
In your bicycle shorts.
In your bicycle shorts.
Doing ballet. Yeah. To Tchaikovsky.
It's 7 more lines of coke.
7 more lines of coke.
Yeah, I feel like the AI, like, we should have it go through your social media and see what kind of songs it writes for all of us. Like,
oh, sweet see what God, no. Mine would just be
I need Pitbull. That butthole.
You gonna bring that butt over here or what?
I need that butthole.
You gonna bring that butt over here or what?
I hung out with one of my friends yesterday. He'll remain nameless in this because I'm going to say some things he probably doesn't want to hear. But he
because of 2 more lines of coke.
But well, kind of. But he, I saw him like a few years ago briefly, and I was like, "What have you been up to?" And he was like, "Oh, I've been modular sequencing music." And he's never made music before ever, and so he bought some synthesizers and started making stuff. But he like loves going dancing and clubbing and stuff, but like he's not like a club guy. Like when you see him, you're like, that guy doesn't go clubbing, but then he does. And so he started making music, and then he was like, I saw him yesterday, and I was like, could you share some of this music with me? And he's like, sure, I'll send it to you. Let me tell you, electronic music does not have to be like boop boop beep boop beep boop, like it doesn't have to be that stuff. It was the strangest, coolest, but like electronic music I've ever heard. Someone sequencing in ways that I've never understood before. Very sampled sounds, organic sounds, very like strings and real strings and stuff. It was wild stuff. And so
sounds a little bit like have you guys watched the show What We Do in the Shadows?
Yes.
What's the
no,
oh, of course not. What's the guy's name? It's like not Gary, but he gives off big Gary. Oh, Colin Robinson.
I know.
Yeah. He's this guy. The guy that you're describing sounds like Colin Robinson, which he's like, he's like, oh, let me take you back to my garage so I can play you my soundscapes, my electronic dance. Was it danceable? Was the music that he?
No.
Oh, not danceable at all. Okay.
Was it like tones? Because I had a girl who was just, I had a girl tell me one time, she was just like, I need you to listen to my music. And I'm like, what is it? She's like, it's electronica. And as soon as Brandon said soundscapes, I thought of it because it was literally just like tones that play for like 7-8 minutes at a time. Like, boom.
Yeah. And then like just adjust the like square wave so that finally get some like definition. Then yeah. This is like he takes like real sounds, like real string sounds and stuff, and then he puts it into a sequencer, and then it's very simple, and he puts it up against other rhythms, and so it like doesn't work, and then all of a sudden it comes together, and you're like, whoa, and then it gets dissonant again, and it's like, yeah, so it is kind of soundscapey, but also it's like there's intent to it. It's not just like, how far can I turn this knob or whatever, so... turn this and make you $100. Anyway,
yes,
yeah. So it was. To get back to the 7 more lines of coke thing, at the end we like 7 hung out for like 2 hours, and then at the end he was like, "Hey, are you into ketamine?" I was like, "What?"
Why, yes, sir.
The nice,
you're like,
part,
oh, this explains the last 2 hours of listening to your music.
I was like, we have a relationship where I haven't seen him in years or whatever, but like we were like real tight, and we have a relationship where he can say that to me, and I can be like, I consider that to be like a bad hard drug that I can't be trusted around. And he was like, no, I get that. I was like, okay, but he's also
like, yeah, totally.
Hey, definitely.
Yeah, me either.
He's also the.
Yeah, no way. Not me.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Let's go beat someone up who does that.
It's like putting it in his back into his pocket.
He's just like, what? Oh, I don't have ketamine. What are you talking about? Whoa.
What's even ketamine? I don't even.
But he's the type of dude that comes up with like a system for how to do it. So it's like, you know, he's like worked into like, you know, spreadsheets and stuff how to properly approach it. Like a like a one sheet for how to do it for.
So he's autistic about ketamine.
Wait a second. Is he?
It's the Excel. World Championship.
Basically, yeah. Thank you for having
me. Who's going to win?
Yes!
He is. He's autistic about things like that. Like, for instance, ketamine. And so it's like...
Who's going to win?
Yeah. It's wild. Whoever sent us the comment, was it your brother, Brandon, who was like... we're talking about like something crazy. Oh, and then question of the week. I don't remember what that was, and I can't find it. But it was
about school shootings, so probably not worth repeating.
Oh no, I love
the
it.
Week. All right. Well,
we released that podcast like the day before another one.
Of course. Well, it was before any day. So luckily school was out at the time. So there was no school shooting. So we were safe.
Somehow they still did one.
Everyone come to school. We've got something to prove. We're going to take this podcast down for the outside. Anyway, nerdtalkplus.com to find all our socials, except for Sean, and to do other things like comment and try and get the podcast more notoriety if you feel inclined. We don't, you don't have to pay or anything like that. I really don't even expect you to make any effort, but if you did, that would be awesome. We'd really appreciate that. So I've got a list of things to talk about, and one of them, it just starts off with Brandon's thing. And I'm not sure if that means a story that you had, if we're just going to talk about your dick, but like either way, Brandon.
Full hog.
I don't. Yeah.
You're the snake.
I feel like
this is going to be real good for us.
Yeah. Year of the Gurg could have been better. Year of the snake. Here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
Year of Gurg snake?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good news. Someone's trying to set me up on a date, so maybe it will be Year of the Snake. We'll see.
Whoa! Snake have egg!
Snake have egg!
Not for long, it don't. Somebody called the doctor today. Anyway,
I feel like because Siege is the person who does most of the stuff on the internet for us these days.
That could have gone anywhere. Reputation. That could have been drugs. That could have been
most of the ketamine.
buying stickers.
What do I do most of?
most of the social media and most of the actual like promoting us and stuff, and which is great. And but I feel like what it's done is it's like heavily skewed our audience ship toward Florida, which weird also porn. Just feels like our
chaos.
Definitely don't take our Instagram algorithm and make a song out of it.
Please do, actually. Yeah. That's I would actually like to see that.
I hope it would just spit out, it's the XL World Championship.
It's the XL World Championship. Who's going in the spreadsheet bin?
Man, we are definitely not. We're not smart enough to spit out a song like that, or cool enough to. Spit
Whoever
out a song
did that,
like
that, I want to.
So good.
I want to have that person join the podcast. We'll like have one of us die, and then put that person on, and then play.
Oh perfect. Man, I volunteer as tribute.
Oh man, like no nose. We're all like,
nobody gets to eat me. We only eat Brandon.
Yeah, when Brandon gets eaten, then we'll bring this guy in. Okay.
Perfect.
Gravy takes a big old drink off the bourbon. Like,
he's like, bring he's it like on, I better expand my stomach for how much of this little boy I'm about to eat.
Mark it, clip it.
The reason I bring up our Florida listenership is because I feel like I'm a little bit sad, but also glad that we don't have a Spokane listenership, because I, for one, try to do business here and don't want people listening to the things that I say on this podcast. And
I'm trying to date someone. What are you talking? I get it, man. It's like, please don't. This is for entertainment. It's all lies.
Don't listen to this. Yeah, my wife doesn't even listen to this.
Please listen, but just know that it's all. This is
trying so hard not to do stuff in Spokane.
listen to the disclaimer at the top of the show, and then just remember that none of this is real. Anyway, if we had more of a Spokane listenership, I feel like the story that the Brandon's thing on this show would be more interesting this week. But I did want to share that this is this felt like very Nerd Talk cross with Spokane culture that I felt like was important. So,
racist Nerd Talk, got it. Let's go.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, exactly. There's which is basically just Nerd Talk, according to
how dare you? How dare you?
According to one episode that we did about your trip to Japan. Okay.
Okay.
Accepted.
So there's a subreddit for Spokane, and somebody posted recently today. They said, "I asked ChatGPT to roast Spokane," and this is what we got.
So, I saw one of these for Seattle, too. Okay, good.
Perfect. So this must be the thing. This is what's happening. Yeah. So the night, of course, Spokane subreddit not the most active community. 9 people were currently active on the site when I was there.
Amazing.
Spokane is the kind of place where the air feels like it's trying to suffocate you in a fog of desperation. Mm. It's a town that thinks it's one minor upgrade away from just becoming the next Portland, but really it's just one step away from being a reality TV show about the last people who still remember how to make a sandwich.
That's saying a lot about Spokane, like, man.
Yeah. I was like, that kind of sounds cool. I don't know.
I want a also, sandwich does, from Spokane.
I was trying to think about how does that play out? Like, it's just like both of them trying to prove to the other one that they remember harder about how to make a sandwich, and then they vote off the guy that actually does know how to make the sandwich, and they're like,
I know
all
how
right,
to make the bread.
Make the sandwich, and he's like, I don't actually... Where does the bread go?
Lettuce, then bread? English, I don't even know. I'm here. I'm the one that they're all afraid of.
Every time you leave Spokane, you're greeted by the harsh truth that the rest of Washington does not consider you part of the cool part of the state. Like a distant cousin who still uses dial-up internet, your downtown is so dead even the tumbleweeds start questioning their life choices. We don't have tumbleweeds here, not in town at least. Come on, those are more in the valley. The Spokane River, it's less of a scenic view and more of a reminder that even the water in this town is just kind of floating by, hoping for something better.
Isn't it called Scenic View Park?
No, it's called Riverfront Park. It's actually beautiful, but it very much, sometimes when you're in Spokane, you're like, wow, Spokane is really special. Then you're like, it's just special, just like every other mid-sized town with a river running through the middle of it.
Yeah, it's not as unit, at least.
Yeah. The fact that your best tourist attraction is a park with a waterfall is honestly the most tragic thing about Spokane. Like, congratulations, you've got nature. It's not your fault that the big event in annual Spokane is the Lilac Festival, which sounds more like a gathering for people who haven't gotten the memo that 1995 ended. That was the worst. That was honestly not a great...
yeah, it was bad burn, yeah.
Part. Yeah. It's like 1995 called, and they want their...
flowers back.
Yeah. Don't get me started on the weather. Spokane's idea of a perfect day is 92 degrees and smoky. Seriously, you guys get so many wildfires, I'm surprised the entire city isn't on the first name basis with FEMA. But hey, at least you're not quite as depressing as Eastern Oregon, so there's that. So in case anybody wants to buy a house here where I sell homes, hope you skipped that last part.
I'm going to get a billboard with that transcript and then the picture of you with the big old mustache on it.
The
zero distance chart.
Yeah. Yeah.
But actually, my thing this week is I want to see how much water, or how much fluid, let's just say it will be water. The fluid will be water, but it will be a stand-in for other fluid I can fit in my mouth, because then we can start to do some stoichiometry, guys, and we can have a control.
Okay, well, set this up with okay. The
so over this last week I asked Siege specifically. I just felt like it was more right. I could have asked any of you.
What if we get an average of the three?
Four? But then we can have a control, and then we can compete. Like, who could fit the most iguana semen in their mouth?
Sorry, what?
I'm just trying to drop a new unique sentence every week. The thing is. I felt like, first of all, I don't know if this is true or not, and this is why we need to do the test. I feel like I want to do some real science on this show.
Figure out
who has the most volume in their mouth. And then with that, so what I did is I asked Siege to figure that out. I asked him to pour a bunch of water into his mouth and then spit it out into a graduated cylinder or measuring cup of some kind and tell me, preferably in milliliters, but we could always stoichiometry that to get it to the correct unit of measurement. Because then every time down the road we could say, you know, is X number of this a lot? And then Siege is going to say, oh, well, how much could you fit in your
Siege's
mouth?
Is it?
Yeah. Well, let's in terms of milliliters of in Siege's mouth, it's only
3.
Well, how about I just fill my mouth with bees like we originally intended, and I tell you how many bees I can fit in my mouth, and then you stoichiometry that into fluid ounces or milliliters or whatever you want.
Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah.
From from R Seattle, someone I asked ChatGPT to roast R Seattle. R/Seattle, where the rain-soaked hipsters and tech bros come together to argue over which overpriced micro neighborhood is the real Seattle. The endless debates about the best coffee shop are only matched by the threads asking where the city's soul went. Spoiler, it left when rent hit $3,000. if you're not complaining about the weather, you're trying to out-local the other locals with stories of how Ballard used to be cool before it got overrun with artisanal kombucha bars. Ooh. Meanwhile, someone in the comments is probably passively-aggressively explaining why Seattle freeze isn't a thing because apparently they're too frozen to notice.
I mean, pretty accurate.
That was just the first one I could find.
Don't drink that again. What are you doing?
Did he almost have a spit take? Is that what happened?
Yeah, he filled his mouth. He spit it into the measuring cup, started laughing, and then re-drank it because he couldn't. God damn it.
It's going to come out his nose. Come out his nose.
Yeah. Iguana semen.
Out your nose. We're going to inseminate iguanas with Brandon's nose.
Oh, my God.
He's so disciplined. I don't know why he has a measuring cup. That's so random.
Keeps it by the murder bed.
To measure his...
I brought it from upstairs, you guys. Come on.
You're downstairs?
I'm downstairs. This is where Murder Bed is.
I don't know.
Was. All right.
Sounds like he's
none of us have been to your house that I know of unless the Siege is secretly visiting Cage. Mm-hmm. Which, if you have another baby and it comes out tattooed and hairy.
There's water all over my desk right now.
Did your water break?
Oh, no. I have the baby.
It's born out your mouth and it looks like Siege. Oh, right, no.
Hold on. Let's see. All right, I got... Wow, guys. I don't know if that's a lot. It seems like I was expecting to get...
Oh, you're doing the test. I didn't realize that's what you were doing. I thought you were having spit takes.
And
we were
here's what happened. Here's what happened. I filled my mouth up with water, and then I went to spit it into the cup, and I missed a little bit, and so I had to redo it because I wanted to make sure I got the most accurate representation of how much water could fit in my mouth. And I got... Oh, man, it's just... Oh, my gosh.
Now, does viscosity affect this? Because water and other fluids are not the same.
I mean, you got, like, drool and snot and everything
else. That's not what I was going for.
But it's all stuff that fits in my mouth. But, here's the thing.
It feels the same.
Exactly. This is so perfect because it makes my measurement stoic life so much more
stoic life. I'm going to get that sticker.
I would get that tattooed on Islander. My knuckles.
Stoic life.
Exactly 100 milliliters is how much can fit in my mouth. So,
and we'll be right back.
Anybody want to buy a house in Spokane?
That's how you sell houses, dude. Put that clip on the news.
You guys want to see a trick? Now buy this house.
Well, see. Now, Brandon, how much does the average ejaculation from a human man?
Dude, great how question. Many? Hey, Gravy, can you do a Google for us on that?
It looks like he's on it, to be fair.
Yeah, he's like, on it. Honestly, if you can give it to me in, let's see, I'm gonna do some quick stoics here.
Clip that too.
Are you ready for this one?
Uh-oh. I'm ready.
Oh.
It's between 1.5 and 5 milliliters.
Whoa, so you can have anywhere 1.5. From, you can have anywhere from
5.
90 to like 50 loads. 20.
I got 1.5 milliliters?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is so many.
So what is that like?
75? No, it's like 60.
You're the snake.
Yeah. It's like 65, roughly. 66. That's 66 dudes standing around a bucket.
Well.
Standing around Brandon.
Between 20 and 66. It depends on
Yeah.
It depends on how long they've been holding out.
So what I'm trying to figure out is how many.
Oh my God, it keeps going.
How much of a blue whale. Because that's where we were.
How many Brandon's mouthfuls does it take to fill the bucket? That's what we're trying to do, right?
Yeah.
How many? Is it like the Brandon's mouthful index? Is this the true BMI? Well, did you guys know that Uranus almost had a different name?
Mine?
No, no, the planet.
Oh.
The seventh planet from the sun.
No, no, I didn't.
190 Brandon's mouths in an orange bucket. That doesn't seem like a lot. That's only like, what's that times?
I mean, that seems like a lot to me.
Times 66.
It's almost that's half a so copy, little. Guys. It that's seems so like a little. Lot.
I don't believe that.
So little, like
it's just a little boy.
All right, hold on.
Wait, no. Damn it!
Clip God. That.
No.
Guys, I need to be reminded how to do stoichiometry. This is killing me right now.
ChatGPT.
Are you not on your meth today?
I'm not. I forgot a meth.
Your meth sprin are not there.
Yeah.
You know what? This is a good time. I think that Siege, it might be time for a little a classier feature. On
classier?
Yeah. Could you class it up?
Is that
up, please?
What we're calling it?
Yeah. Could you class it up, please? I love this. And welcome yet again to Master Cheeks Theater. The reading of the podcast's group chat that is should be kept offline, but after the contents of the last 20 minutes of the pod, whatever. It can't get any worse.
We're going down in flames, boys.
Me. So there's a new chick that's interested in me. You guys, semen! Cool.
So, anyway. That's basically what our group chat is anyway.
Anyway, Siege, could you set us up, please?
Monday, 11:20 a.m.
Oh.
You read the part that's next to your name.
Yeah, no. I was still trying to do stoichiometry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm a stop now. I feel it's distracting me from the show. And I've gone too deep. To most people, this is an alien.
Brandon posts a picture of a paper airplane made of pink paper with green alien heads all over it.
To my child, Stone, this is Green Spider-Man.
Stone is correct.
Stone knows which one is real.
What an idiot!
LOL.
Oh, I probably wasn't clear on this, but I did not anticipate pod tonight. This is from last week.
I didn't either, but can you guys... What? I didn't either, but can if you guys need some Siege time.
My dog just sighed out loud as I read this. I don't know what that means.
You read your texts out loud to your dog?
LOL.
You think dogs can read, Gravy?
They can't?
Everyone loves hearing from Siege.
And I just booked tickets for Seattle in June. What a piece of crap I am. My bad for having sex without you guys today.
Which is a very out of context thing to say in a chat. Like, what a piece of crap I am for booking tickets. My bad for having sex without you. What are we filling Brandon's mouth? Or what's going on here?
I had sex yesterday, so I'm probably good for a couple of months.
Everybody hearts his message.
Easiest $100 ever.
Yes.
I really should be charging more, but these are Spokane prices in tough times.
Yeah, you should. Your top choice meat.
Together at the same time.
That's why we eat you first.
Jinx, LOL.
I love us.
Same. We're the best.
And I love meth.
Aw, I want meth. But right now I'm eating guava and cheese taquinos, so I'm VV happy.
Greg has the methylphenidate. I have the dextroamphetamine. Together, we have methamphetamine.
Yeah.
We should make a You Got Chocolate in My Peanut Butter commercial, but with meth.
Now, what I say here is from a later version of the commercial, which I don't know if anyone else got or not, but I remember it very well.
I said, I remembered it.
I'll be Tony Kanaan.
I do not understand that reference.
It was Tony Kanaan and like Dario Franchitti or something like that, and they were each driving, or no, it was a NASCAR and a IndyCar guy or something like that, yeah. And they crashed into each other, and the chocolate goes into the peanut butter, and then they make out or something. I don't remember. Anyway, I'll be Tony Kanaan.
Yeah, it sounds like you can really Voltron something for the Club World Cup.
Brandon begins to script out our commercial for meth.
Gerg, walking down the street, meth. Brandon, walking down the street in the opposite direction, amphetamine. The two collide. You got meth in my amphetamine. Gerg, you got amphetamine in my meth. Siege hovers behind us with a syringe and a rubber strap, then walks away, giving a knowing nod.
I pictured myself actually hovering, because of course.
The actual commercial, dude, is way weirder.
Balls out? Brandon, hey, you got penis in my peanut butter. Me, smiles and flies away into the sky and disappears with a sparkle. And scene.
If Siege hovers, is he a cherub?
Just a fat, naked meth addict.
Like a meth cupid.
That's called a meth spren.
Guys, for the record, I stopped paying attention to the chat at this point, so this is all new to me now. I am getting a live read of our group chat as we speak.
But I have a crossbow for some reason.
And a menthol.
Just leaves the audience questioning cherub or meth head with a crossbow. Either way, I shoot people. And scene.
Gravy posts an AI picture of a cherub with a crossbow.
Give him a beard!
Gravy posts another AI picture of a cherub with a crossbow.
I can't for some reason give him the beard, but it did give me a better crossbow.
I bet you this is how Siege's mom still sees him.
Siege inexplicably posts a video entitled How It Feels to Take 15 Adderall and off until you die. Guys, okay. Here's the thing. Live feedback. I know that we ask our listeners every week to leave us
until they die.
So, you know, take 15 Adderall and then talk we ask our listeners every week to go on to the app store or whatever podcast listener of their choice or Spotify and leave us comments and definitely 5-star reviews.
Right.
But you can go on Spotify and leave a comment on the episode as you're listening to it.
Please do.
Please do that. So go on Spotify, find us, listen to the episode, and leave comments about the things that you hear. And you can do it every week. You don't have to do it only once. Mm. But that said, I don't believe we have anybody who's said anything about the Master Cheeks Theater yet. And so I'm just going to give you guys the feedback that I have right now. It's wonderful. Having not read any of the rest of that chat after the part where I thought I was funny and I'm like, I've done my bit for the
for the day.
For the day. I felt like listening to the meth spren portion of this and seeing some new AI meth cherubs with crossbows. This is great.
How do you not go back and look at this stuff? This is, I mean, I'm glad you didn't in this case because it's gold.
Because I will like look down at my phone and it'll just be like, you have 47 unread messages.
So
and,
read those damn 47 and then messages. It'll be,
and then it's always like, you have 4+ unread Instagram messages from Nerd Talk. And then you
Which
go and it's not just 4+, it's like 47.
So,
I'm like, I gotta choose one, you guys.
To be fair, the Instagram comes with like fun videos. It's never much chat in there. It's just we just send each other memes or whatever. But the group chat is where the brilliant stuff happens. Obviously,
The funny part is, I actually got a message one time regarding Brandon's comment about our Master Cheeks Theater. Mm. Brandon one time said, "You know, even when we suck, we're okay." And she said, "Yes, you should put that on a T-shirt."
That's very funny. How much Brandon? How much Brandon can hold in his mouth?
100 milliliters.
Happy new anus.
It's about half a cup, you guys. It seems like a lot. It's a lot more than I expected. I want to know. Just coming back to this. I want you guys to. I really need to know how I compare.
Like, why is it always measurement?
Everyone put your wiener into a bowl of milk.
until you guys measure, okay. I won't know, is 100 milliliters a lot?
Right, I'm going to try
something. You'd be like, how much could you fit in your mouth? And I know the answer now. It's 100. Yes, please. But you can't measure it. You have nowhere to measure it.
I measure it right back in here.
No, what? No. Get a measuring cup. I'm sure that somebody has one.
Also, last episode, Paul Hogan's nipples had me cackling.
I gotta tell you what, it was our least listened to show.
Oh, absolutely. We listened like the week before Christmas.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Not just the week before Christmas, December 24th.
Yeah, it's not us, it's you.
Paul Hogan's nipples. What a title, right?
It's a great title.
Yeah. How many Paul Hogan's nipples does it take to...
Imagine being gravy.
How many Paul Hogan's nipples could you fit in your mouth?
Pierced or unpierced.
How many fluid ounces is a nipple?
These are the questions, you guys, and until we have all of our measurements...
Hey, who sent me a video where the dude had... there was a dude, and he was doing something unrelated, but he just had, like, crazy nipples, and I was like, I can't.
Oh, yeah. Brandon kept sending... I think this is the third time you've sent us that dude playing the guitar with giant, like, salami slice-sized nipples.
It's like... What's crazy is that on women... I don't like they can have whatever. That's it doesn't none of it bothers me, but on this guy I was like, I can't do this.
It's like they're full on like salted, dried, cured meats.
I see cages behind you there. Ask her if men's nipples if she's affected by size and shape of men's nipples, okay? Brandon's wife, he's gonna go ask her the important questions because if she has a preference, perhaps. Oh no, it's his child.
Uh oh. Ask Stone.
That guy's supposed to be asleep, that's for sure. What? Okay, well anyway.
Just give him drugs.
I got a guy. He's got ketamine.
I got a guy.
What's also about that Master Cheeks Theater is how there was still like a third of it to go. Like
we weren't, I know, right? The end of it. So,
I had to be like, we have to shorten this. We have to cut it.
I know.
For the listener.
I was wondering considerably all week what section of our chat for the last 2 weeks was going to get used. I was
it was so hard.
It could be so many different things.
Now, I'd like to give a shout out and give props. Siege is the one who shows up every week with this information. He's the one that shows up with the edited group chat for us to read and prepare it and stuff. And he and I go back and forth on it to make sure that we enjoy it or whatever. But like, he's the one that does all the hard work. So thank you to Siege. Joining us is 2-year-old Stone. Happy belated birthday, buddy. 3-year-old, excuse me.
Here, just for the record, I did ask Stone to say hi.
Hi. Hey, Stone.
Say hi in the microphone.
Hi.
Hi.
No, say in the microphone. God, what an idiot.
Idiot.
Say in the microphone.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah,
that's he just had the experience that every listener that we have goes through, which is hi, listens to us be idiots. Okay, bye.
I think the guy who called it Green Spider-Man is smarter than these morons. So,
so Cage, yeah. Cage, say hi. She's waving. You guys can't see her. She's behind.
I can see her. Yeah, I can see her.
Oh, there she is.
Hi, Cage.
Cage, answer the question.
Yeah, what's the...
He answered the question. I asked her the question.
Does nipple size and shape affect women?
No positive experience with nipples, though.
What's that?
No positives.
She has no positive experience with nipples.
Wow.
But she did say that they...
Not with, even with, yours?
Sorry, with men's nipples. No, definitely not mine. She said that there's they can have a negative experience. They can give a
All right,
negative...
Let's compare nipples between you and Cage. Let's see who's our cooler.
Siege, have you guys already done that?
If you can,
you and I show each other nipples often enough.
Yeah. So I did say I did some follow up questions to this. So I asked, you know, I was like, does it do anything for you? She said no. I was like, well, what if they're too big? And she was like, well, then yeah, then it's a negative. I was like, all right, well, how big's too big? I said, tell me when to stop. And so I started here, and I kind of went like this.
Did you hold it up to your chest?
Yeah, I should. So right about there is too big. And let me... I don't know how...
It's like a pepperoni slice.
I don't know how best to, like... I don't know how best to, like, because you guys don't know how big my hands are, so I don't know how best to, like, I need something for control. Boy. Like,
well, what about the microphone? What about the RE20 in front of you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, do that.
It about fits the, hold on.
You can almost fit it right through his fingers.
It's RE20 size. It's
RE20 girth?
Yeah, it's RE20 girth.
If it had length to it and she couldn't fit it in her mouth, it would be too big of a nipple, right?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I could displace it. I could do milliliters.
Are you going to dip your nipple in the cup?
No, I'm going to dip my hypothetical nipple.
No one can see this. Oh. No one understands what's going on right now. RE20 is my example. Like, get out of here.
Okay, well, now we can go to the RE20. What is the diameter? The diameter.
Electro voice.
But don't give me actual dimensions. Give me stoichiometry.
Yeah. Of the RE20.
That's about the size of a doorknob.
RE20, not RE27.
Microphone. Dimensions, length, a blah, blah, blah. Widest diameter is 2.14 inches.
What's the length on it?
Which is 7 Bs.
Length is 8.53 inches.
That's a pipe.
Swinging a hammer.
Yeah, but that's like...
Thank you, Electro Voice.
Hold on. Yeah, we're good. No, I'm good. She hasn't like just... I just tested. I just kind of put it under there. And I've got a lot of room to grow there. So I'll be safe for a while.
Drugs.
Are your nipples kind of like your ears and your nose, where like the older you get, the bigger they get?
They just don't stop growing as you get older. You'll be a 90-year-old man with like international... Well, I can't say that. With pancakes on your chest.
Hey, you guys like a bagel?
Oh my god.
All right, well, I had real stories to talk about today, but I guess we're not doing that. So
we got 10 minutes. Let's go.
No. We're skipping ahead, dude. We got to get the important stuff. We haven't been able to do this in quite some weeks. We have to come up with some sort of music still. Siege and I will brainstorm about this offline. Or do you have something? Oh, it's Guinness time.
Whiskey is not Guinness, gravy.
Hot.
did I send that to you, or did you find that?
No, that was the Venezuelan one we found. Are you...
I mean, that's like a pipe fan or something like that. All right, well...
Wait, was our group chat the reason I was looking up like Peruvian folk music for like an hour last week?
Probably.
Okay.
ADHD?
Is it the meth?
All right, guys. Let's start strong here. This one is... Okay, I'd like you to imagine... Gosh damn it. I'd like you to imagine an English cucumber. Okay?
Yeah.
Wait, English?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a difference.
They're... longer and narrower and
wow.
Anyway. It's like a little narrower than an RE20.
Just about as long though, maybe longer.
Just about as long, yeah.
Think Bob Barker's mic.
Yeah. a little shorter.
Girthier than that too. Like Bob Barker's mic is pretty narrow. Anyway, it's like a decent sized like German sausage. You know, we're not talking an American German sausage, yeah. Okay, so
English cucumber is a German sausage. Is this stoichiometry?
Basically. Now imagine hanging them up and down. Okay.
Oh.
And so they're hanging from a pole via string. Okay. And you put a bunch of them into a line.
Yeah.
And then maybe you have two rows of them. Okay.
Okay.
Hanging. And then you take a pack of throwing cards. No, playing cards is what they're called, playing cards. And you throw them like throwing stars.
Like Hell Gambit.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
How many cucumbers could you cut by throwing playing cards in 1 minute?
Me? I'm even absurdly, ridiculously enamored by my own physical skills, and I would not think I could cut a single one of them.
Mm. But if you were the world record holder,
the world record holder, I would say like 24.
Okay, 24. Brandon's practicing.
Brandon's like doing like.
I'm just trying to get a sense of yourself. I'm trying to think. I'm going to say.
Gravy says 32 in the chat.
Oh, I'm going to say 60. 66.
God damn, man.
To be clear, we play by Price is Right rules on this game, right?
Correct.
Yeah, just so everyone knows. Congratulations to Zhang Zhaozhou. Sorry.
Oh, you should have said that first.
Yep. Most cucumbers, that's not all right. Most cucumbers cut by throwing playing cards in 1 minute. 41.
Dang it.
Congratulations, whoa, Gravy.
Good job, Gravy.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know if you guys can see this or not, but we get out of there. There
he is. That's insane. Wow. Yo, he's even throwing them overhand. That guy's Gambit.
Yeah, that's what I should have said, like Gambit, throwing him like Gambit.
Oh.
The only...
Does he have a terrible Cajun accent?
The only one of the things from Deadpool 3 that I enjoyed was that. That was the, of all the cameos that I knew about.
Dude, I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
Me too, buddy.
Like, yeah,
too.
Okay.
All right.
I think it was meant for old comic book heads.
Like, no, I get it. Like, I recognize the references and stuff. I was just like...
Too long.
Like an English cucumber.
Like an English cucumber or Bob Barker's wang.
Hi. We haven't done this in a while, so I'm trying to decide, like, if I should skip some that I think look not ground. No.
Do that one.
That's racist. That's racist. You can't say that.
It is not. No, we're not going to do that one. I don't need to be.
Biggest nipple? Oh, I wonder what the world... What's the world record?
It has to do with this person.
Bass.
Hold on.
Or...
Has to do with this person.
Okay, yeah, let's skip that one.
Why are you going to fight him?
Oh, yeah? He has a world record? Not for long.
Tanya Harding him, like, just like...
All right, cold... Google's internet or AI has its own name, proprietary thing, but according to Google, there isn't much information about the world record for the biggest nipple, but here are some related facts about nipples. Hey, that's not what I want. I don't want related facts about nipples.
I want circumference, I want diameter, I want mass. I want it all.
Do you want to know that the world record for the heaviest weight lifted by somebody's nipples?
Yes, obviously. Sure.
Do you guys, actually, you know what? Ooh, let's on the other foot here.
Weights on the other nipple here.
Man or woman?
It does not say.
You can't deduce by the name.
It doesn't. Oh, here. All right. Hold on. I'll click a link, I guess.
Worst.
Next thing you know is an hour into People Magazine's Instagram.
Oh, man. I found... I'm going to... This is going to ruin my algorithm.
All right.
It doesn't say... It
think
doesn't
about what you had Gravy Google earlier. So you're fine.
It does not...
To be fair, what Gravy Googled is probably... closer to what he normally Googles than what you're Googling now, so it's a...
All right. Guess what is the heaviest weight lifted by somebody's nipples? We'll go in pounds.
Great.
Starting with Siege.
Man or woman?
It does not say on this article. I'll find heaviest weight.
Just add Guinness to the end of it.
I just can't wait to see what his like.
Oh yeah, okay. It is a okay. It doesn't give me a name, but it does tell me their nickname, which is the Baron.
The Baron. Wow, that's incredible.
It's a man.
It is a man.
Is he German?
Okay,
he is Finnish. If you know what I mean. He has finished.
I just finished.
And guys, okay, this is just gets so much better. He's called the Baron, and he completed the feat at Bush Hall in London.
Oh, amazing.
In 2013. Again, does not give us his name, but it does tell us that you can only apply to defeat this record if you are over 16 years old. So get your young nips out of here, you freaks.
Well, Gravy in the chat originally said 60 pounds. Then he heard the Baron. He's like, no, the Baron can 65. Do 65.
Okay, Gravy comes in at 65. Siege?
I'm going to go, God, this man seems like an incredible specimen. 72.
72. And Gerg?
$1.
$1. It's unfortunate that we are going by Price is Right rules, because the heaviest weight lifted by nipples is 32.6 kilograms or 71.87 pounds.
What did you say, Siege?
72 pounds.
Can't believe you played the wrong game show noise.
Sorry. I was thoroughly upset.
That's amazing. 72. You were so close.
So close.
Also, gross. Like, it's hard for me to pick up my kid, and he's like 52 pounds or something like that.
Pick up your kid with your nipple.
Chomp. Like,
do you guys? Holy smokes. I just thought that the animal with the most nipples would have just topped out at like 8. Like, I don't know, like most
like males. Like me. Bitch.
Like, yeah, just like a your regular old ladybug, which is the name of Greg's dog. Yeah. Not, I don't think ladybugs have nipples. Do ladybugs have nipples? Greg, or Gravy, get on that.
Do ladybugs? Could you ChatGPT that for us? Or could you AI construct that for us, please?
The common tenrec, which looks like a little hedgehog, the tenrec is not a hedgehog, it specifically says, has the most nipples of any mammal species with 36 nipples.
What?
Hot.
I like how Gravy has to say insects don't lactate in the chat as if we don't know that. We do have limits, okay? Like that.
They are called ladybugs, so forgive me for asking.
I'm going to twist their nipples.
Ladybugs. I just got it. I'm so dumb.
Okay, so maybe that was for Siege. But
I don't want largest natural breasts. I want longest nipples. Not longest nipple hair.
Well, biggest, hold nasty, on natural.
hold on now.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting, but yes, it was.
It's absolutely what you were expecting. Do you guys want to know what the longest nipple hair ever recorded is?
Obviously.
Okay. First of all, I want you to guess not the... I'll let you guess both. I'll let you guess the gender of the person, and then I will let you guess the country that they live in.
Okay.
And it might explain a lot. Okay. And then guess the length of the okay. hair of on their nip.
All right. This person is a lady. Okay. She lives in Turkey.
Okay.
And it's 37 inches long.
That is so long.
Well, the curls. Right. You pull
yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. She like tied a small child to the end of it, so that
that's how she tied it to her. Got the kid just on the table when he lets go, and so he doesn't hit the ground.
It's like the child leashes that parents would have at the grocery store.
Just tie the groceries to it.
Straight to the nip. Yeah.
Siege. Location. Age, sex, location, and, age, sex, and length of nipple hair.
61-year-old Bulgarian woman. 23 inches.
I feel like we're all trying to not be offensive when we're like,
but we're totally being offensive.
See, also without context, Gravy's contribution to the chat is great. 5 inches, male, Iranian.
Are you talking about yourself, sir?
Have you been sleeping with a guy that cuts your hair?
The world record for the longest nipple hair belongs to an Italian man named Daniele Tuveri.
Luigi Mangione.
No, we all saw the topless photos of Luigi.
Hey, just because he shaved it then doesn't mean he always did.
Yeah, that's true.
Carry on, sorry.
The world record length of his hair is 6.69 inches.
Oh, wow. My man.
So, by Price is Right rule, Gravy has absolutely sweat.
Hot garbage.
Just his nipple knowledge is just uncontrollable.
One more before we go.
You guys want to read this essay called Embracing My Nipple Hair in the San Diego magazine?
Well, there you have it.
Go ahead, Greg.
No, that's not my thing.
Nipple spren. Nipple spren.
Spren. I need a spren sound.
We do need a spren sound.
All right. Well, I guess it's time for what do we learn this week? After all, this is a heady show. Sean Grady Gervin schooling us on what we learned this week. I learned that Sean has a headache.
Yeah, well, I mean, we didn't get to any of the stories that I had in my list here, and I was gonna save some time for that, but yeah. I will say that Brandon, you're getting a tattoo of Stoic Life across your torso later.
Yes.
Oh, the other spot.
I was trying to think around the nipples. Around the nipples.
Yeah. And Greg is never going to post anything from this show as he wants to get laid again one day.
It's a lot of beeps.
A lot of beeping. A lot of just edits.
37 minutes of the show, an hour and 2 minutes long. 4 minutes and 91 seconds. That's not a thing. That's not an amount of time.
I mean, technically.
4 minutes and another minute and a half.
And a second.
And we know now that Siege is going to make between $2,000 and $6,600 when he visits Brandon in June.
Oh, hell yeah.
Gross.
Not for me.
So much. So how much of a 5 gallon bucket? What percentage?
How long is he going to have to hold that in his mouth? Like days?
No, Siege is an animal. Specifically a mammal. With 36 nipples. Pineapple juice.
I am a cobra.
We'll get him 15 meths and he'll die jerking off. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!